Greetings, I'm Bill Klatke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Today we have part two of our interview with Jane Carrigan, who's board member of the National Organization of Coming to the Table. And Jane's here today to talk to us more about coming to the table, about resources, about what our listeners can do, volunteers, how to start one up, and other things about racial reconciliation and making our community better. So, Jane, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Well, thank you so much for doing another show. I know you're busy, and I appreciate your time.
Great.
For those of our listeners who didn't catch the one last week, could you tell us a little bit about Coming to the Table?
Sure. Coming to the Table is an organization that was started back in the early 2000s, mm-hmm. and it was started to take the sons and daughters, descendants of the enslaved and the descendants of enslavers, and get them to come together around the table to discuss issues that they had in common and to determine what they could do to move forward, to resolve issues where they could, or to determine what issues were left that could not be solved. Now, one thing that we know is that there are many people who may not be descendants of enslaved or the mm-hmm. descendants of enslavers, but regardless of that, people do have white privilege or are affected by white privilege. Mm-hmm. And so we know that that is a very important part of what coming to the table has to do. And that's where we spend a lot of our time.
Yeah, thank you. And that's why it's so important for all of us, and why it's so important for making our communities better.
It absolutely affects all of us.
We have to deal with the truth.
We do have to deal with the truth. And a lot of times African Americans will say, you know, it's not my job to help the majority persons understand their responsibility toward race. Mm-hmm. And I can understand that it isn't their job, but mm-hmm. coming to the table also helps the persons of color, because we also are affected by the fact that we are affected by white privilege, in that it does in me create a place where I can wonder if I am less. I can wonder if I have a place where I am not quite as good as, or not don't belong quite as much as someone else might. And coming to the table allows me to say that. It allows me to acknowledge it. It allows me to fully own it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really important.
Yeah, yeah. Coming to the Table is affiliated with the Eastern Method Mennonite University?
Coming to the Table is a project of, a part of the Eastern Mennonite University, yes. Mm-hmm. They provide some of the administrative parts of what Coming to the Table needs. And we generally have our, every 2 years, we have our national gathering mm-hmm. at Eastern Mennonite University in Harrisonburg, Virginia.
Great. How can someone find out more information about
Coming to the Table has a really wonderful website.
That it does.
It's www.comingtothetable.org, all spelled out. Comingtothetable.org is really full of great information, not only information about where to find local groups mm-hmm. or how to start up local groups, different books to read to understand racial injustice, reparations and how to make reparations, but also it has lots of information about genealogy and how to actually map one's genealogy, which is also another important part of what Coming to the Table is doing.
Yeah, a lot of different, very, very helpful resources.
Absolutely.
A phone number?
My phone number is area code 301-910-1916. And my email is janekerrigan54@gmail.com.
Okay, great. Great. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. In our last show, we had just gotten to the point of talking about resources, mm-hmm. about resources for folks. For those of our listeners that can't join a group right now or you know, are pressed or just thinking about it, there are resources, however, that can help.
There are resources, and there are lots of resources that are available, again, on the website. Mm-hmm. They direct us to lots of sources. There are lots of books. Robin DiAngelo, for instance, has written a number of great books, and they are listed there on the website. Waking Up White is a great book. White Fragility is a great book that is available to all. And these are resources that one can read, but also there are lots of places one can look to their mm-hmm. Places of worship, where there are organizations that can fight social justice, and we encourage that. We encourage book groups. We encourage the people start their own local groups. It doesn't take much to start a local group. And I am always willing and able to go wherever it takes in this area. I've been as far as Philadelphia to start Wow. local groups and am really willing to do that
That's
anytime.
Wonderful. How does that work?
Well, in the case of Philadelphia, my partner and I went up on a Friday evening. We conducted a workshop for about 20 facilitators. Uh-huh. This was associated with the Presbytery of Philadelphia, so the Presbyterian Church of Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And we stayed overnight, and then the next day we had about 100 people from the Presbyterian Church of Philadelphia, and we Wow. conducted a coming to the table meeting and seminar for the entire day, and the individuals who had been trained the day before actually were the facilitators for this group.
They learned the fish,
so they knew
fish.
They knew how to do it, and we used them to do it, and then they have started up. They've started one group, and we're looking to start several more mm-hmm. groups, and they are totally on board and totally excited about this as a model for how to discuss social justice. You know, one of the things that I say is that as African Americans, as an African American woman, I walk into a room and I walk into a room with my race on my skin. It's a subject that mm-hmm. is always a part of me.
Right.
But it is not a subject for a person who is not a person of color. You don't have to even think about it if you're a white person.
Mm-hmm.
But what we do is we give you a space in coming to the table. We give you a place to think about your relationship with race. We give you not always a safe space, because sometimes it doesn't feel comfortable, but it is a brave space. The space where you can be brave about how you feel, how you approach your relationship with race.
So really, it's really the whole person is involved.
We hope the whole person gets
involved.
The whole
person. Yeah.
And sometimes
it's a place
we see,
for growing.
It's a place for growing. We have a young man, for instance, who came to us. He actually was involved in some rather unfortunate racial incidents.
Mm-hmm.
And was accused of hate crime, and came to the table, was required to come to the table mm. as a part of his punishment by the courts. But he kept coming back. And wonderful. Here we are a year and a half later, and he is still coming back. He is still coming to the table. He is an important part of what we are doing. He's a very young man. He has become a facilitator. And we are looking to have a facilitation, a group that is aimed at young people. He will be the facilitator. And there's a whole host of questions and issues like rap songs and anime and issues that I, as an older person, can't really relate to, but which he, as a young guy, can relate to and can conduct with these with young people.
More age appropriate.
But we think of that as a success story. This is a fellow who was accused of a hate crime. He comes to the table and keeps coming.
That is a testimony to our ability to change.
It sure is.
It is, and that's something we can we should all remember for a lot of different things. The show before the first interview with you last week was with a woman from Out for Justice, which is a group of people who who used to be offenders. And they are working to help each other and to also help the wider community understand that people can change.
People can change. I see it.
Yeah. Let's talk about what volunteers, donations, how else can our listeners help?
Absolutely. We are an organization that runs on donations. We do we write some proposals for grants, but we do run principally on donations, and we are totally a volunteer organization. Again, on the website, prominent on that first page, is a place where we ask for donations. And you can do that totally securely on the website. Donate. You can actually donate directly from your credit card, and we ask that people do that as a way of promoting and keeping our organization going. Now, as to volunteers, we hope that individuals will begin to promote the idea of local groups in their areas, will at least begin to talk up. I have several places where people are talking up the idea of getting local groups together in Anne Arundel County schools. And we know that that's going to take a little while. It's going to take a little time. But we have individuals who are talking that up within the schools, and that's the work of volunteers.
Wonderful, wonderful. And so if someone has questions, if someone would like to learn more about coming to the table and to learn about starting a group, they should contact you?
They should contact me. Again, I'm Jane Kerrigan. My email is janekerrigan54@gmail.com or 301-910-1916. And I'm happy to go wherever it takes within this metropolitan area to help anyone get started.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And ones that are currently in the Baltimore area, or you said
we have a group in Harford County. We have a group, the group in Annapolis. Annapolis meets on the third Mondays of every month. And the website tells you what when all the local groups meet.
Okay, wonderful. Unfortunately, we're out of time. Jane, could you give us that contact information one more time, please?
I sure can. I'm Jane Kerrigan. My email address is janekerrigan54@gmail.com. I'm 301-910-1916.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Jane.
Thank you.
For Living in Baltimore, unfortunately, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank our guest, Jane Kerrigan, who's a board member of the National Organization of Coming to the Table, for being our guest today. Thank you, Jane.
Thank you very much.
Keep up your good work for all of us.
You bet.
And for living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.